We continue 15 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We finished discussing Rabbi Meir's opinion on the Mishnah, and now we're going to focus on Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, in Eretz Yisrael, maskirim lehem batim, you're allowed to rent a home to an idolater in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not allowed to rent them land. My taima, sados de'isbu tarti gazribu rabbanan. Since the fields have tarti l'reis, we're going to be strict, and we're not going to allow you to rent them a field in Eretz Yisrael. What's the tarti l'reisa? Again, it's one is losachanim, and number two is mafkimi meiser. But batim delays butarti, since they don't have tarti l'reisa, it's only chara l'reisa, it's only losachanim, lo gazru barabanan, they don't make a gezer, they allow you to rent a home to an idolater, but not sell. Ubesuria mochrin, in Surya you can sell a house, but not land. Why not? My time, or why? Kasavar kibush yachid loshme kibush. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that kibush yachid, David HaMelech's expansion of the lands of Eretz Yisrael, was not a halachically valid type of expansion. V'sada d'ispe tarti gazrubanan, since sada has tarti l'reyasa, the rabbis made a gezera, and therefore you're not allowed to sell land to an idolater. But batim leis butarti. But since only chara l'reyasa and surya lo gazrubanan, the rabbanan didn't extend the decree, and therefore it's permissible to sell a home to an idolater in Surya. But in Chutzlarts, you can sell both field and land, both field and house. My taima, kiven de merachak lo gazrinan, says the Gemara. Well, it's far away. It's one thing in Syria, if you're concerned that if you rent something in one place, you may end up selling in another place or something like that. If you rent field in one place, you may end up renting in another place. But when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're so far away, there's no concern of making a mistake. Therefore, there's no reason to extend the gezerah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yossi. They say that he posits that halacha as follows: Rav Yossi, Amar Rav Yosef, uvilvad shelo yasena shchuna, provided that it doesn't become a shchuna. In other words, it provided that the Jewish neighborhood does not turn into a non-Jewish neighborhood. So the Shulchan Aruch does rule like Rav Yossi. However, the Shulchan Aruch also adds on that the Jewish neighborhood shouldn't turn into a non-Jewish neighborhood. So what exactly does that mean? How does the Jewish neighborhood turn into a non-Jewish neighborhood? The Kama Shchuna, Tana Ein Shchuna Pchusa Mishlosha Bnei Adam. It's three families. When three families infiltrate the Jewish area, that would be a problem. Now, it's difficult to discuss in modern terms bringing in non-Jews into a Jewish community, because there was a Jewish ghetto and the living conditions for Jews were much different. There's much more segregation. Nowadays, there really isn't much segregation in the majority of Jewish communities around the world, and therefore this prohibition wouldn't apply about making a shchuna. In other words, as the Gemara is going to discuss it in a minute in a different angle, but if you have one person who has three homes next to each other, he wants to sell all three to non-Jews, wouldn't be a problem in our suburban cities or even urban communities. V'leichosh dilma azli ha yisrol umazbin lechad ovid kochavim v'azal heach umazbin le'letrei. Says the Gemara, well, why aren't we concerned that a Jew is going to sell his home to an idolater, and then the idolater is going to turn around and sell to two others, and then he'll sell another one to a third, and then there'll be three. So you are the cause of three homes being sold to an idolater. Amrle Abaye, Alifne Mafgadina, and Alifne Delifne Lo Mafgadina. We've seen this quote before. There's a violation of Lifne Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. That's what we're commanded about, but not Lifne Delifne. It's not our responsibility to be worried about the next guy. We have to worry about what our prohibition, what happens afterwards, is out of our hands. So again, the Mishnah said that any place, even when we said you're allowed to rent a home to an idolater, they're not allowed to bring their idols inside the home. The implication of the Mishnah is that there are places, there are homes, where you're not allowed to rent to an idolater. Well, hold on a second. If you look at our Mishnah, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi That only makes sense according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, because according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to rent in Eretz Yisrael a home to an idolater, which means obviously in Syria and obviously in Chutz Laretz. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "V'stama," on the next page, the Gemara says, "V'stama k'Rabbi Meir." That quote in the Mishnah must be going according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, to Rabbi Yossi, because if it's according to Rabbi Yossi, v'chol duchtum agree, any place you can rent to an idolater. So that line doesn't fit according to Rabbi Yossi's approach. Okay, not any halachic ramifications. Just the point is that the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah, seems to follow Rabbi Meir's opinion, but we've already established that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi's approach, and that you are a Jew is allowed to rent a home to an idolater in Eretz Yisrael. And Kol Shekein, as you mentioned before, someone who's mekabel the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, which is what most non-Jews are accept upon themselves nowadays, wouldn't be an issue to rent to a non-Jew.